Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by Americans for Prosperity. Coming up on the program, we're gonna get into this thing of the University of Pennsylvania swimmer, a transgender who is setting all kinds of new records for women's swimming. She's transgender and is causing this whole story to go viral. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. Also, Brenda Flank will join us at the top of the hour, candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 4. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I've got the traffic cams right in front of me on my computer right now, and really it doesn't look all that bad, at least on the Beltway. 215 looks fairly moderate right now as you're traveling through the Southern Beltway, westbound at Gillespie, also eastbound at Decatur, no problems there. There is a crash on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern, though. And that is complicating things because there's only two lanes available through that construction zone, both directions, between Main Street and Eastern. So you might want to give yourself some extra time if you're utilizing Interstate 515 / U.S. 95. Moderate flows on the 15 right now, north at Hacienda and southbound at Russell.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Jacksonville Jaguars finally had enough. Urban Meyer's been fired after 13 games and countless missteps. Owner Shad Khan made the move not long after former Jags player Josh Lambeau told the Florida newspaper that Meyer kicked him during a practice in August. Meyer went 2-11 in his abbreviated season. One of the biggest missteps this season, deciding not to fly home the team after a Thursday night loss and then being caught on video the following night behaving inappropriately with a woman at a bar. Last February, he hired Chris Doyle as strength coach despite accusations of racist behavior while working at Iowa. He also signed 2007 Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Tim Tebow to play tight end, a move that imploded spectacularly. Offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel will serve as the interim head coach for the final four games. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. This week only. Plus, new deals on outerwear and sweats. Save through December 15th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I caught it the other day on Fox and Friends, and it was Steve Ducey interviewing our own Clay Travis. And this is an amazing story, the transgender swimming story that's gone viral out there. I want you to hear this because you got to hear the backstory, and it's incredible, and it's so incredibly unfair. We're going to talk about the fairness of this coming up in just a couple of minutes, but I want you to hear this. Clay Travis on with Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends.
Well, controversy at the University of Pennsylvania, where a transgender swimmer is smashing records in the U.S. women's competition. Lia Thomas, who competed as a man as recently as 2019, finishing one race a full 38 seconds ahead of the closest rival. OutKick founder Clay Travis joins us right now. With reaction, where would you like to start on this, Clay?
Well, I think it's important to point out that this swimmer was for 3 years a member of the men's swimming team and was downright really good. So this swimmer trained entire life as a male swimmer, dominated, and then takes a year off and comes back as a women's swimmer. The NCAA says that that is eligible after a full year. But clearly, when you're winning races by 38 seconds over the person who is in second place, won a 500, this Penn swimmer did, by 15 seconds. Right. So when you start to look at how dominant these results are, the NCAA issues that allow this to occur don't seem to be actually reflective. And the bigger issue here is it threatens to destroy all of women's sports, all right? Men, this is not sexism, this is biology, are bigger, stronger, and faster than women. That is why we separate men's and women's athletics. Right. So if you are going to allow highly trained and highly skilled men to decide to compete against women, the women are not going to win, right. And this is a monster issue that threatens to become major for many other sports as well.
Briefly, you're a lawyer. I know there were some legal challenges in Connecticut a year or so ago at the high school level.
Yes.
Are there going to be legal challenges on this?
Well, it's a great question. And the real big challenge associated with that is, are any of these women who are attending Ivy League schools that are primarily losing here right. going to be willing to file a lawsuit or even speak out publicly for fear of what this might mean both to their academic standing sure. and also to their career future, because they'll immediately be branded, you know how this will work, by the online Twitter mob and social media in general as transphobic. That's unfortunate, because I think the vast majority of people out there, men, women, Democrat, Republicans, independents, believe that men should be competing against men and women should be competing against women. That's the very sanctity of the sporting universe, where we yeah. believe in a meritocracy. The best man or woman wins.
Yeah. Now, here's where I – and by the way, I totally agree with Clay Travis on this one. And by the way, you can hear him every day just ahead of our show. That this is about fairness to the hundreds of women who, in that swimming program at the University of Pennsylvania, they are being led by somebody who clearly has an unfair advantage, born as a man. And no matter what is so unfair about this, And we can talk about it with you if you'd like. What is so grossly unfair about this is that no matter what some of these other opponent women do, no matter whether they train an extra 20 minutes a day, every day, or an extra 2 hours, it's not going to matter. You know, this whole thing of athletics is about, you know, just what Clay said, that it's about the best man or the best woman competing. But the problem is, this is so unfair. And that's why we've got to do something about this. This cannot be allowed to stand. Because all these other girls, biological girls, that are training like crazy to eclipse 38 seconds. I mean, that you can't do that. You simply can't do that. Anyway, stay where you are. You want to join us? You have some thoughts on this? I'd love to hear from you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Las Vegas, let's face it. Banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Really?
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle. Your loan company charges too much, and we can't wait to show you how easy it is at the DLC and how much you can save. Get up to $5,000 in minutes without a checking account and absolutely no collateral required like at the other companies. It's 100% free to apply, and there's no penalties if you pay off your loan early. We have over 50 locations and give you up to a year to pay back your loan.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve hearing aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you want to talk about this. I understand it. It is an issue that has gone viral. Let's begin with Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Don't you just love it? I mean, here's Joe Biden and all the Democrats lecturing us about following the science. Follow the science. And where the hell is the science in letting men compete in women's sports?
Good point. Good point. Here's the problem that I have. If there's a way you could level the playing field, so to speak, I might be okay with this. But the whole thing is, there is nothing that all of these other college swimmers can do to compete with this girls, quote, girl, and they can't. I mean, they can work out 20 minutes more a day or 2 hours more a day, and they're still not going to knock off 38 seconds from a record swim time. Nothing's going to change that.
Exactly. You can have as many surgeries, you know, that you want, but in the end, you know, your chromosomes are still going to be XY.
Yeah.
You can't change your chromosomes to XX. And this is nuts. It's cockamamie.
I'm going to give you a correlation, and you tell me if you think this will happen, that there will be swimmers, other swimmers. For instance, in baseball, you go to any of the rehab places around town, and you watch young people who are getting Tommy John surgery as a high schooler or an early college, and it's becoming the thing that, you know, you end up getting this surgery so that you won't have to have the surgery later on, that there will be people that will say, well, if the only way to combat this is for me to become a woman too, then I guess we'll do it. And we'll end up with a whole list of folks that have decided in order to be competitive, they're going to have to get the surgery. And I know that sounds bizarre, but do you think that could happen?
Yeah, this is totally, it's Superman's bizarre world now. Look, why don't they just let transgenders compete with other transgenders? Leave it at that. Women compete with women, men compete with men, and then you have transgenders who will compete with other transgenders. That's the way it should be. I don't care about, you know, if you're transgender, but, you know, let's be real here.
Good point. Good point. Scott, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. And you can reach me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And in fact, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Hey, I just get so confused every time we talk about these transgenders. We just went through the transgender bathrooms. We haven't fixed that yet. So you got bikers that are 6'5" using the women's can. You know, now we got problems here, you know, not with the Olympics, you know. And one thing is, why can't we just have a separate, instead of, you know, if you got transgenders, why don't we just have a tranny Olympics, the first ever tranny Olympics? You know, because I'm having a question, like, when these women swimmers are joining the men's swim team now, are they going to go topless or not?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thanks, man. No, this is going to be something that's going to rear its ugly head a lot. And in fact, we're getting a ton of calls on this, and we're going to continue to talk about it. In fact, let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, this will probably surprise you that I agree with you.
Whoa, wait a minute. Stop. Hold on. Let's flag the tape so that we have this. When somebody says, did you and Carl ever, like, agree? Well, there was that one time back in December of 21.
Okay, send me a copy.
I will.
Listen, there's a difference between two things, psychological and physical. A man psychologically may think he's a woman, but he's still physically a man, no matter what happens, no matter how he thinks he's what he's doing or whatever.
By the way, hey, would you do me a favor?
Physically.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you turn your radio down, please? Oh, much better.
Sorry.
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Yeah.
Okay. One more time, that last line of yours.
Well, as I said, there's two different things, physical and psychological and physical with a person. A man psychologically may think he's a woman, but he's still physically a man.
Wow. I am
to do with the other.
Hey, Carl, I got to leave you on that note because I can hear you in the background, and that's not a good thing. Stay where you are. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side of the break. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line, and you can have either one of the lines that are open right now. In fact, right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about the transgender swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania who is winning races by 38 seconds. 38 seconds. A former male, now a female, competing against other girls. It's just incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org, paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're up. You're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. It's
Hi,
my first time calling.
Oh, God bless you.
Somebody who went to University in the 70s and 80s for two different degrees.
And I was one of the women who spent decades fighting for our young daughters and for all women and girls to be able to compete, to be able to be paid properly. And this is a stunning, stunning decimation of all of the work that we did for the past 30 years. The fact that someone like Megan Rapinoe, who is so mouthy on so many issues, is not speaking out against this is stunning to me. And bear in mind, this swimmer was competing on the male